Yeah, the community really came through. The heat was very dangerous for people who don't have refuge, for people who don't have refuge from it. And, you know, we had people bring in 5-6 cases of water. We are well stocked right now. We'll certainly take more. You know, I think it really resonated with people that people who were out in the heat last week really needed to stay hydrated, because it can be very dangerous for any of us, but especially if you have no home to go to.
And even if though you have some now, we're going to have more hot weather, so, you know, keep it coming, I guess. And remember, that really is a great way to be able to help buy a few cases and just drop them off with Micah.
It is. I mean, it's interesting, because we've had people that pick up cases at the store. We've had Amazon deliveries of water, which is, you know, it's a whole new world.
Yes. But boy, you think about it, as hot as we were, and if you spend any time out, you started to feel it. But if you have no place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we're very grateful. We had several of our churches that opened up on a couple of days to have cooling shelters. It's generally our strategy / policy that if the heat index is 101 or higher, we will we'll open up a cooling space. And we had 20 or so people every day that came and just kind of hung out and enjoyed being out of the heat and in a cool space, and had a lot of different volunteers that came together. That's another way, volunteering on a quote crisis basis or just in general is also a really good way to help us get our neighbors through the extreme heat.
Whether it's the heat or it's in the winter, you deal with the extremes. Yep. Remember Micah in these days.
We care for our in-house neighbors all year long, and there are lots of different ways that people can share their gifts with us. We have a really great orientation for people who are from being just interested in opportunities all the way to people who want to jump headfirst into the deep end of the pool. First and third Fridays is generally when we do orientations. And the best way to get started is to go to our website, which is Micah Fredericksburg, M-I-C-A-H, MicahFredericksburg.org. And go to our volunteer page, and you can get started there by signing up and getting into our volunteer portal.
I'm glad you spelled that, because I have people will send me emails about how do I get a hold of Micah, and I see a lot, and then you would see them too, I guess.
Yeah, I'm learning that not everyone knows the name of the biblical prophet and to spell it.
So that was a very good idea and a very good thing to do. First and third Fridays for orientation, and there really are there when. We talk about the heat. We talk about, I mean, when it was raining that week, we had so much rain. There are a lot of different things that you kind of get your mindset into that.
And with some of the storms we've had over the last couple of weeks, you know, the biggest risk that people who are unhoused face is flooding. And we try to encourage folks, you know, if you're going to camp somewhere, don't put it anywhere near the river. But it can be quite treacherous, especially when you don't have solid roof over your head. I mean, some of this rain can easily take out a tent, and some of our folks who are in the woods, you risk of tree falling. We had a guy, you know, a couple months ago that was out asleep in his tent, and a tree fell on his tent and trapped him in there and broke his leg and everything, and he's okay now. But, you know, there's all sorts of things that can happen to you when you live outside.